Welcome to the Greater Church Podcast. We are praying that wherever you find yourself on the journey, that this message will be an encouragement and blessing to you. And now, here's today's message.
If you will go in your Bibles with me to Jeremiah chapter 18. We're going to be reading from verses 1 through 4. When you got it, say, I got it. If the person next to you is still looking for it, lean over and tell them I beat you. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. If you don't have a Bible, it's going to be in the big Bible behind me. It says, the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Let's pray. Father, we come before you in this moment, Lord. Father, we pray that you would speak to our hearts today, that you would calm every distraction around us, Father, and help us to lean into your word, to the truth of your word, Father. And you would give us an open ear, Father, to hear the message, an open heart to respond to it, Father, and an open mind to have wisdom to apply it to our lives, Father. Lord, we don't want to come to church as if it was just something we're clocking in and clocking out of, Father. But we are seeking for a fresh word from you to be transformed in our lives, Father God. So we pray, Father God, that you would speak to us and through us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. This morning, church, I want to talk to you from this thought, or this question, rather. Has life not really panned out the way you thought it would? Maybe it's not your whole life. Maybe you got a real good job, but your marriage is a mess. Or maybe you got a good marriage, but your finances are a joke. Maybe your finances are good, but your relationships are just not what you thought they would be. Maybe your grades are not what you thought they would be. Maybe the classes or your major is not what you thought it would be. You find yourself lost this morning. This morning, I want to talk to you from the thought that God is a master architect.
Yes, he is.
He's a master designer.
Yes.
He's a master builder and a master planner. But one part of God that I love is that he's an artist. You see that because the Bible says that his mercies are new every morning. And I don't think that God is a recycling God. I think that he creates new mercies for us every morning. That's how creative he is.
Yes.
So if you find yourself questioning where you are in life or how the plan currently looks, maybe you're broken this morning, maybe you have problems, I want you to know something. You came to the right place. Not because I got it all together, but because we're all there. See, church was never meant to be a hotel for the righteous. It was meant to be a hospital for the sick, where you come and you are broken, but God takes your brokenness and fits it together in his plan. You find purpose in his plan. You see fulfillment in his plan. And then you leave from this place ready to execute his plan. If you didn't hear it before, if nobody's ever told you this, I want you to know that God has a very special plan, uniquely designed for you.
That's right.
Not for anyone else but you. Which is why I believe that God is calling all of us. I don't believe that it is the job of the pastor to walk the streets and do street evangelism and go into the hospitals and pray for the sick and tell the world. I don't think that that's the pastor's job. And I can show you that biblically. Because the Bible says that to some he constituted pastors, teachers, prophets, evangelists, apostles for the equipping of the saints. Another word for that would be the church. You, for the work of ministry. So that means that the pastor is not a minister, he's a pastor. You're a minister. And when you come to church on Sundays, it's not just to say, well, I fulfilled my Christian duty, I'm done. I'm a good Christian, I went to church on Sunday. No. Church is meant to be a place where you learn and you are equipped and you are built up so that you can go out into the world and make a difference. That's what God is calling you to do. Man, should I tell this person about Jesus? God, is it your will for me to tell this person about Jesus? God, should I pray for this person? That should never be a question. The answer is always going to be yes. Because it's the heart of the Father that none of his children perish. And if we had the opportunity to hear the word, then maybe God wants to use you to teach others as well.
Come on.
You don't have to be perfect. You just have to know who is. And God can take the broken pieces of your life and fit it together into what I like to call the mosaic of Jesus. So this morning, I want to talk to you from the thought of the mosaic of Jesus and where we all fit. When you face problems, when you face circumstances, when you face difficulties, how should you face them? Today is my son's birthday. It's his golden year, which I didn't know was a thing because I was born January 3rd, so I don't remember my golden year. But he's 7 years old today, and I remember when he was five, he picked up this habit that was both frustrating and really cute at the same time. Parents, you know what I'm talking about. When they do something, you want to be mad, but you can't. Just, oh, that's so cute. He did this thing where we would say something, and it's as if nothing had happened. Noah, you got to clean your room. Noah, you got to clean your room. And can I be a little transparent? It was frustrating as a parent. It's frustrating as a person for you to say something and no, and they ignore you? Listen, I've caught stitches from my parents for worse. You know what I'm saying? So eventually, my frustration gets the best of me. And I go, Noah! And he turns around. And he starts crying. And he goes, why did you say that? You broke my heart. And immediately I questioned my existence on this earth. But I feel like that's how God is with us sometimes, where he wants to get our attention. He says, don't go that way. Don't make that decision. Oh man, but this, I know, God, I'm gonna make this decision. If it's your will, bless it. And God tries to get our attention softly with a whisper. And we don't listen. So God speaks up a little bit. And we don't listen. And then when something bad happens, we turn to God and we say, why would you allow this? We blame God. God, how could you? I thought you were love. Oh, now we know scripture. We're arguing with God. God, why would you allow this? So if you found yourself asking God why, if you found yourself facing problems with the question, why would God allow this? Let me give you three keys that are going to change your perspective and how you view your problems, how you approach difficulties and circumstances that are not planned. So that maybe you can see how it all fits together in the mosaic of Jesus. The first one is this: being in God's hands does not mean you won't be broken. It doesn't mean that you won't be broken. So let me share this truth with you, that just because you said yes to following Jesus, it doesn't mean that you are now exempt from attacks. If anything, you saying yes to following Jesus puts an even bigger target on your back. Because last time I checked, the devil doesn't run into anybody that's running in the same direction. Oh, I don't know. I don't know that the devil's attacking my life. You maybe want to watch what direction you're running in. Maybe you're not running towards Jesus. Just because you said yes to following Jesus, it doesn't mean that things are going to be easier all of a sudden. In fact, in John 16:33, Jesus tells his disciples the exact opposite. He says, in this world, you will have trouble. You will have trouble. He's telling you, hey, here's some good news. You're going to have trouble. Nobody likes that part of the verse. Everybody likes, but take heart for I've overcome the world. We love that part. But you will have trouble. In fact, in scripture it says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. We love hearing that. But what we fail to realize is that just because it doesn't prosper, it doesn't mean it wasn't created. No weapon formed against you. There will be weapons formed against you. There will be attacks that come. But that doesn't mean that they're going to be successful. So don't think that, man, God, I said yes to you, and now everything's going wrong. They cut off my light. They're calling me about tuition being due. The job fired me. Don't look at it that way. Because you're in God's hands. Doesn't mean that you're exempt from trouble. In fact, Jeremiah 18:4, this is the last verse that we read, said, and the vessel he made, talking about the potter of clay, was marred, get this, in the hands of the potter. The masterpiece was marred, broken, distorted in the hands of the potter. So you can be in God's hands and be broken, but don't think that it's so that you go through pain. God doesn't like to see his children suffer. But sometimes the suffering is for a purpose.
Yeah.
So the first thing is that being in God's hands doesn't mean that you're not going to be broken. The second piece is this, that the broken pieces of our lives serve a purpose. They serve a purpose. Maybe some of us have a nice house. Maybe some of us have good money. I don't know how there's bad money, but you know, money. Some of us got a good job. Some of us got a good marriage. Or we got real strong relationships. And in fact, I even put one with a blank so that you can fill in the blank with what's good in your life. And for some of us, we look at our lives, look at our businesses, look at our house, the things we've accumulated on this earth, and we think to ourselves, man, things are going really good. But what happens when your marriage breaks into pieces? What happens when your job lets you go? What happens when your relationships are no longer there? And the pieces of our lives just keep accumulating. Man, I have a real nice house. What happens when the bank calls that you missed a payment and they take your house from you? Or what happens when you go out of business and you have to declare bankruptcy? Or what is the blank in your life that looks really good and suddenly the devil attacks? What do we do when our life falls to pieces? If it seems like your world has fallen into ruins, piece by piece, to the point where you can't even recognize your life anymore, and it seems like life is in the dumps, I want you to know that the broken pieces of your life serve a purpose.
Yeah.
And that God has a plan for everything that you have, everything you are, and everything that you go through.
Yeah.
The Bible says that it's not plans to harm you, but to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future.
Yeah.
Fact, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Even the broken pieces matter to God. You don't see what God is doing, and oftentimes we don't see what God is doing because we're too close. People can see it from the outside. People can see what's going on around us, and sometimes we just don't believe it. Man, God is doing some amazing things through you. Man, you don't know the week I've been going through. You don't know what I've had going on in my life. You don't see the broken pieces of my heart. How could you say that? I thought I was in God's hands, and now I'm broken. You're telling me that the broken pieces have some purpose to God? Here's the third key. What you call broken, God fits together in his masterpiece. Because maybe out of your brokenness, God can use it to build you to serve others. Maybe out of your brokenness, God can use it for you to bring refreshing to somebody. Maybe through your brokenness, you can reflect the beauty of the Lord. God can take the broken pieces of your life and do something more beautiful than anything you could ever imagine. He didn't allow you to be broken for no reason. He has a plan and a purpose for it. So here it is, what you call broken, God fits together in his mosaic, in his masterpiece. Now, if you don't understand a mosaic process or the art form known as mosaics, allow me to share it with you very quickly. In the mosaic process, there are certain elements that you have to take into account. The first one is the base. The base has to be strong enough to hold the weight of all the pieces. The tesserae are the actual broken pieces. There is the cutter, which is the hammer. Then there's an adhesive that holds the pieces to the base. Then there's grout that holds the pieces to each other. And then finally, there's a sealant that protects the finished product. Let me show you the mosaic of Jesus. God is our base. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands. We are the pieces. Jeremiah 18:6. O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hands, so are you in my hands, O house of Israel. The devil is the cutter. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Yes, God uses the devil. Let him think that he's got the victory. God is using him as a pawn. He moves him around. Love, Jesus is the adhesive. Colossians 1:17. And he is before all things, and him all things consist. Love is the grout. Ephesians 4:2. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. And finally, the Holy Spirit is our sealant. John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Out of the broken pieces, God is forming his masterpiece through your life. So don't think that when you go through difficulties, it's for nothing. It has a purpose. And here's the biggest key of them all. I told you there was three, but I lied. There's one more. God doesn't just use the broken pieces of your life. He uses the broken pieces of all of our lives. That's why we're called the body of Christ. This is us bringing our broken pieces to the master builder, the master designer, the master planner, the master artist, for him to take those broken pieces, fit them together to create a masterpiece. The artist Michelangelo created the bust of David. And they asked him, how is it that you created such a wonderful masterpiece? And he said, the masterpiece always existed in the stone. I just removed what was unnecessary. Don't think that the brokenness is for pain. The brokenness is for a purpose, because there are certain relationships you gotta break out of your life. There are certain things you gotta stop doing. There are certain things you gotta put behind you, because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. So you can stay in the dumps with the broken pieces. Be careful, because the broken pieces are sharp and they cut. Broken pieces can make deeper wounds than the ones that existed before. Or you can say, Lord, it's April 7th. And the way that you resurrected from the dead on the third day, I believe that you are resurrecting a purpose in me. Lord, I bring you my broken pieces. They don't look like art to me. They don't look special, or they don't look like they have any purpose to me, but if you're telling me that they're in your hands and in your hands they have a purpose, Lord, take my broken pieces. Fit them together however you see fit and use them for your glory. Maybe it's that through my brokenness, I now have compassion and a heart for others that have been through what I'm going through. Maybe I had to go through sickness to show the true beauty of God as a healer. Maybe I had to lose everything so that I can learn to put others before myself. But out of the broken pieces, God has a plan and a purpose for you. Don't allow the thought that God doesn't love you. Don't allow the thought that everything's supposed to be perfect, because when you begin to believe that, you begin to believe the lies of the devil. God wants to build his masterpiece with your life. If you'll bow your heads with me this morning.
Thanks for listening to our podcast today. The mission of Greater Church is to reach and empower all people. We hope that this message met you wherever you find yourself on the journey. If God is using this ministry to impact your life, please head to our website at www.greater.church, where you can read a message from our pastors, partner with us by giving online, and learn more about what is happening in the life of our church. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast.